KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Man, we're doing well. We're doing well. There's a couple things that I wanted to ask you going back to a Sunday's game, and I know it was just a half, but what did you think of seeing Joe Milton out there? Like, in terms of what did you think of the way he played?
We have work to do.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ground to cover. I thought that, you know, if you like a running quarterback, I think that was the best part of some of the things he did. But as for throwing the football, I thought the inaccuracy was alarming. The fact that I'm not sure where he was throwing the ball on the interception. He had a wide open receiver deep, and he missed him by 10 yards. So he looked like a quarterback that hasn't played a lot of football, and that he still needs a whole lot of seasoning going forward.
When it comes to that, Mickey, we kind of talked about that last when we were in Oxnard. He got a lot of preseason games. He got all of them. And when it comes to like how he can get those reps, he's not going to get reps in practice, as we've discussed. What can he do this offseason? I mean, find himself a quarterback's coach and go just say, I'm committing to these things. Like, what else can he do this offseason?
Yeah, I think that maybe he, you know, when they're not allowed in the building here, maybe he needs to find a quarterback guru to work with. I think his recognition was slow. But then when you're not practicing all season long, and then it's like, okay, big boy, get in there. You had a 2 days of practice here this week, and not all of it because Dak was still preparing to play and possibly the whole game if that's what they decided. I think from a preparation standpoint, he just needs snaps. He needs to play football. But before that, I think there's a lot of things that he needs to work on. Footwork, where are you looking? Arm angles and, you know, things like that. And I think it's very hard for a young quarterback to be the immediate backup without getting a lot of work.
Then I guess same general question for the running backs. I know both Blue and Maffa had touchdowns. I know that does not necessarily is the end-all be-all for anything. But what did you think about watching them out there?
Well, I thought Blue showed me what I thought he could show in the first half. The ability to hit a hole with speed, elusiveness, and able to explode through the hole and show teams that, oh, you better be on your toes when this guy gets the ball at the line of scrimmage, because he's going to be by you sooner than you think. And I think the first half certainly showed that. I mean, he had 11 carries for 76 yards.
Right.
The second half, it was, what, 5 carries for minus 12? I think that had a lot to do with the offense. You take Dak out, and I'm sure the defense was sitting there going, well, they're just going to hand the ball off. We're not going to allow that to happen. And I'm trying to remember one of the possessions started like inside the 5-yard line or something like that. I like what I saw from him. I think it was still a shame, and I know, you know, what their problem was, so to speak, of why he wasn't being active. The fact that he couldn't play special teams, or he wouldn't, you know, hey, throw him out there once or twice. Give him a kickoff return. I'm not saying you're going to replace Turpin, but if that's a way to get him some snaps, then do so. I just thought that, you know, okay, I don't know about his, we don't get to see all of the practice and what his practice deal is. He didn't play special teams. I get it. But this guy's got some special talents that I think they need to tap into this coming season.
What do you think is happening today? Are we making our defensive coordinator announcement at 11:30 here, Mick?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think there's going to be a lot of nothing, but some kind of general ideas on the state of the Cowboys.
Well, and think about this with this, you know, hiring a new defensive coordinator. These guys with so many coaching for head coaching openings, there's no rush to take a job, is there?
Not yet.
And a lot of these guys, you're when everybody comes up with these names, I'd like somebody that's an up and coming guy that has a job instead of trying to hire somebody that either got fired or was on a staff that's no longer intact and doesn't have a job. Why don't they have a job?
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to disparage like Jonathan Gannon. Well, if he's such a good defensive guru, his team finished 3-13 and they were 29th in points given up. I know that was better than the Cowboys at 32,
yeah,
but not that much better.
Right, right,
he
right.
He didn't fix his own team, and he's the defensive guy, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm not going to go over every guy's name that came up, but is there somebody that maybe hasn't had a chance to be a defensive coordinator but is close to it and maybe up-and-coming guy in the NFL? Can I hire a guy like that?
I like where you're going.
But here's the other thing. No. If any of these guys have like multiple opportunities, what do you think they're going to look at?
Yeah.
They're going to look at what they're inheriting on that defense.
And it doesn't look good here. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come in and just wave my magic wand and turn everything around. I looked at, and I'm going to write about this today, but I'm going to tell you guys. I was looking at games missed by players who either started, were close to starting, guys that you were counting on, missed games, okay? Missed games. You missed 15 games total between Bland and Diggs. Those were supposed to be your Pro Bowl caliber starters, right?
Yeah.
Together, they missed 15 games. If I went through those two, Elam started at some point.
Yeah.
And just defense, Nealon, Clowney, Mozzie, Revel, Carson, and DeMarvian Overshown. The games they all totaled and missed. And if I throw in Parsons, because you were counting on him, what, 5 days before the opener
right,
or whatever it
right,
was?
Right,
it comes to 106 games missed.
Oh.
So I understand, you know, I understand, okay, we're going to move on from Matt Eberflus, but I'm not sure he had a fighting chance what he was trying to survive with on a defense that ended up at the cornerback position playing most of the guys with no more than 2 years of NFL experience.
So what's your sell then? What's your sell to be like, you should come to the Cowboys to be our defensive coordinator?
I think it's a tough one. I saw an interesting name, Jim Leonard.
Yes.
In Denver.
Yes.
But what if Vance Joseph gets a head coaching job? He likely would be the next guy up to be their defensive coordinator, right?
That makes sense.
And so he's probably going to slow play it to see what happens with all those, what is there, seven jobs open now?
That is correct.
Harbaugh getting fired?
Yep.
So, I just don't know, you know, I'm just worried about retread coordinators.
I gotcha.
All.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of my feeling on it, that there's, you know, I don't know that there's a rush to go ahead and do something, because some of these guys that are supposedly really good, wouldn't they be candidates for head coaching jobs?
Yeah. Except for Cliff Kingsbury. He's a candidate to be a head coaching job, regardless of whether he's good at his job
or not.
That's
what he does.
Sorry, that's my personal. Yeah. All right. Well, I know the presser is coming up. Thank you very much, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, that's great. I'll talk to you guys. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.